This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. We all have that first love. It hits us hard and we never forget. Some of us are lucky enough to hold on to that love all our lives. For Marcia Meyer, that first and lasting love was the library. Meyer is retiring from the Portage District Library after 35 years. But she well remembers first entering the magical world of books as a child.
It was an old building, and it had quarter-sawn tables with the little yellow light. And I would go there after school, and I would just think, I want to live here. I really want to live here. And the books at that time, most of them were bound, and I would even just smell the books. Yeah. It was just, oh. But that was my first encounter. My first card came from Bridge Street Library in Grand Rapids. And there were so many different options then. It was a window to the world and a window into other people's lives. And also it let you kind of disengage from your life and escape into another place, which I did quite often.
Yeah. And we're in the same age range, so I'm sure the things that I remember about libraries are things that you remember. So different from today. Card catalogs, for instance. And when you check out a book, it would have that slip of paper in there. You put a card in with a date. What other kinds of things do you remember in 35 years of working in Portage's library?
Yeah, where should I begin? Definitely card catalogs. We were also all on one level, so that we would put a sign up at adult services saying, go to the children's area if you need something. We'd help all over the library, which we do now to some extent, but things are a little more complex. So we have our own circulation department, our own children's department, which is in the lower level. So we're more departmentalized, although we still work together, certainly. We knew people who came in, we could see them come in. Now there's all kinds of nooks and crannies in the library, and people come in and I might not see them the whole day. And they
Although
might
nooks and crannies are part of the reason people come to libraries, don't
they? Oh, yes, yes. And we have so many bare walls so that we can now have four galleries. That's new. I remember libraries checking out artwork. I checked out artwork from Kalamazoo Public Library when I was in college because I had cracks
that.
In my walls.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, and now we have them on the walls. We don't check them out anymore. We also have so much AV, DVDs, MP3s, all kinds of different things to check out. And in little packages, now there are going to be DVDs on thumb drives. So many things electronic. Another big change.
Technology, yeah.
Technology is huge.
That's been a big one, yeah.
And what I've found as far as a reference librarian, before it would be a lot of reader's advisory, which means I want a book that has action, sex, but no pirates and no counts and no bad words. But now we get a lot more of how do I make this Kindle work? And how can I get my unemployment check? We scan, we fax, we change PDFs to Word documents. Kids are now doing PowerPoints in third grade for their classes. So almost everything is online. And there is a divide between people who know how to do that and don't. So we do a lot of that one-on-ones, we call them, showing them how to use even email. There's a number of people who still don't know how to email, don't have computers. So we do a lot of that kind of thing, too.
You've just answered what I was going to ask about the relevancy of libraries when, you know, there are people that now and then, happily not in my circles, who say, how is a library relevant anymore? Everything's online. Everything's on the internet. Why do I need to go to the library? But you've just kind of answered that.
Yes. We facilitate getting information. You can certainly Google, but to get relevant, accurate information, librarians are still very helpful people.
You mean everything on the internet isn't true?
No. No.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Marcia Meyer. She ponders what libraries mean to a literary community, to the people who live there. For some, a library can quench a thirst like a good cold beer.
I asked Michael as we were walking up here, what do libraries mean to you? And he said, you know, I just got back from Ireland and they remind me of the pubs. They're the living room of the world, the living room of the neighborhood. You come in and we still have people that come in, quite a few, who sit at tables every day. Yeah. It's a group of men, actually, who come in, sit at tables every day, and they discuss world politics. We have muffins in the market. They come and talk to each other. Now, they can get this online themselves, and they can go to their own brokers or whatever, but they come, and we have to expand the room now. It is, and if we don't have it, we hear about it. So, and we have a grieving group. We have combat veterans writing group. We just had International Mystery Book Group, had a great time last night. People still need each other beyond a screen, and people meet each other.
Not only still, I think maybe more so.
I think so too.
Because technology can also isolate people.
Absolutely. People come in and we have more hugs going on in our library. We have
Can check out hugs.
You can check out hugs. That's right. Actually, there is a library that checks out people that you can talk to.
I read about that.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
And that's the cool thing about libraries. We're versatile enough to mold ourselves around the needs of the community. Every library does that. I mean, it depends on if you're in a small library like my Richland Library, or if you're Kalamazoo Public Library. They've done wonderful things for literacy and for an urban setting. So libraries are nimble enough to be able to do that. And we are all social workers and concierge and
therapists,
exactly. And that's why I absolutely love this job. There's no day that's the same as the next.
What is the role of libraries in getting local literature and local literary talent out to the community?
It's huge. We are in a place, we are neutral. We aren't selling anything. Hopefully we have accessibility for everyone. It is our job to showcase, to spotlight, to honor the talent. I think that that's extremely important.
So what got you interested in library science in the first place? We heard about that first lovely experience, but at what point and how did you decide, I want to be a librarian, not just live in the library? But
I started out, first engineering, then English. Then I thought, well, reading, because I want to be a teacher. I always wanted to be a teacher. So I started degrees in a lot of different things. And nothing really stuck. And I don't have really talents in any particular, like some people are very good at music or art and I don't have anything like that, but I'm a generalist.
Marcia, you're a poet.
Thank you. But I'm curious. That's, I think, an art form too. And I love exploring a topic, whatever it might be. And so I thought it would be really kind of cool to be in a library since I want to live in one anyway, and now I do. So I think, why not?
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Marcia Meyer, a librarian and event planner at Portage District Library. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.